Thanksgiving. Is there anything more I hate? Oh, no, I'm not kidding. It is the worst day of the year. Imagine if you had a nose 10 times more potent, and for the course of an entire day you were forced to smell the most delectable scents you've ever encountered, only to then be told, "Outside, Gary, this food's not for you. Besides, I just filled your dish this morning." Oh, joy. Dried liver nuggets and tap water. And to whom must I give thanks for this incredible bounty? Well, it's bullshit. You've got to understand that food is everything to a dog. We don't have the thumbs for Xbox. We can't slow dance. We don't get served alcohol. Not even when we turn 3. We're not allowed on roller coasters. We can't curl up with a good book. And we can't cross stitch. So we eat. We dig. We f*** with mailmen, and we eat. Truth is, we miss out on all the wonderful pleasures humans take for granted. I mean, I can't think of one single advantage dogs hold over, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Coming through, Jerry. Look out. Got a bag of bones here. Don't want to spill them.
See, normally that phrase would launch Operation Lipstick in old Jerry's world. You know, a code red, so to speak. But not today. No, today is Thanksgiving. And that means Master's bag of bones is filled with turkey skeleton. That's right, poultry bones, which I can't eat. Too small. You'll choke, they say. Well, I know they're right. Hell, last time I had turkey bones, I choked more times than Heidi Fleiss at NBA All-Star Weekend. Had to have Sebastian give me the Heimlich. Of course, Chi-Chi saw us and told everyone in the neighborhood that he saw old Jerry backing his way into the bone store. It took us 3 months to live that one down. Still, I'd like to give it another shot. If a cat can eat a bird, well, by God, so can I.
Excuse me, Jerry.
Give me the f***ing bird. Come on, I can do it. Let me give it another shot, Master. If I choke, I choke. I can't live, lie scared, Master. You hear me? Give me the f***ing bird.
Jerry, cut it out. Now I need you to be good. We're going to have lots and lots of company today, and I don't want to have to put you on your leash, boy.
Oh, yes. The other bright side to Thanksgiving. The extended family. Whoopee. How could so many people come over, and not one of them wants to play with the dog? I mean, 15 minutes of fetch. That's all I'm asking. I once saw Master's nephew, Billy, pick his nose for 17 consecutive minutes. I mean, give your nose a rest and make a dog's day, kid. Roll me a ball, bitch. Of course, wash your hands first, but then roll me a ball, bitch. As for the rest of them, they watch football with one hand in their pants. I mean, what kind of slovenly beast right out in front of everyone, just shove their hand down there, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them.
Jerry, don't even think about it.
What? I haven't even really done anything much. I mean, who died and made you nut sheriff anyway?
Jerry, I will leash you. You hear me? I will not hesitate 1 second to leash you.
Fine. I'm going for a walk then.
By myself!
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't complain. After all, Thanksgiving's a walk in the park for dogs compared to those poor old turkeys. And I'm not even talking about them being killed and eaten en masse. Hey, that's nature, man. I will eat a cat's ass off if I get the chance. Doesn't make me a bad animal now, does it? Hey, that's how God made me. And I suppose that's how he made you humans, too. So who am I to judge? No, I feel sorry for the turkeys because of the humiliation that goes with their death. Imagine if a human died, and at his funeral, the family put his body in the coffin with his legs sticking straight up in the air and a gob of soggy bread jammed into his ass. And you want to know why there's a bird flu pandemic? It's called karma, man.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Butch. Oh, shit. You got the leash again this year, huh?
Yeah, every Thanksgiving. I swear, you bite the pinky off one nephew, and you're labeled for life.
Which one was it? Whose finger did you get?
Oh, there he is.
Who, the dude in the sombrero?
No, the one playing cards. Green shirt. He just gave the bald guy a high four.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Oh, and you lived to tell about that?
Barely. Luckily, his cousin ratted him out on account he was trying to stick a firecracker in my butt.
God, I hate that Johnny Knoxville.
You're telling me.
So I guess you can't hang out today.
Not unless you've grown thumbs since last I saw you.
Nope. Sorry.
I was being hypothetical, Jerry. You didn't have to show me.
Well, dude, I guess I'll come back later. Yeah, see if things have changed.
All right, Jerry. I'll see you later. Happy f***ing Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah. Happy f***ing Thanksgiving. Boy, the streets sure are quiet today. Boredom. Another one of the many Thanksgiving perks. What the hell is that? Oh, no. It's coming from Timmy's house. Am I really that desperate to go play with Super Nerd? Oh, I think I am.
Hey, Timmy! Come over to play! Where are you? I can hear something!
Oh, hey, Jerry! I'm down here in the root cellar assembling my mode of transport for next week's big soapbox derby race. I'm gonna be like Tony Stewart, boy! Tearing round the curves of the historic brickyard of Indianapolis without the cussing and threatening to fight everyone.
Well, why aren't you celebrating Thanksgiving like normal people?
Sorry, boy. I can't play right now. I've got to finish this car before my grandfather comes to take me out for Chinese food today.
Chinese food? You're not Chinese. You've never even been to San Francisco.
You're probably wondering why I'm not celebrating Thanksgiving, huh? Well, it's because I'm a quarter Iroquois, Jerry. And long before I was born, my great-great-grandfather vowed never to celebrate the holiday again when the white man stopped including succotash with the traditional Thanksgiving meal. It was kind of a final straw thing.
Good! Your great-great-grandfather acts like the white man made peace with his people just long enough to master the secrets of a new soil in a foreign land, only to later steal the territory, piece by piece, later, without regard for what occurred before they arrived upon a land already settled. I mean, my God, tell the old man to lighten up already. It's Thanksgiving, Timmy, a time for feasting, for family, for the Heimlich maneuver between consenting adults, for celebration, for...
Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?